for MDS Forte.
A big new poll finds that the president is actually losing ground to the Republicans. What does it all mean? Let's face it, nobody is in the business of governing anymore. It's all about getting elected in 2012. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. What an hour we have for you. We're going to check the mailbag because, as always, some of you make some awesome points on a couple of things, a little bit of politics and a few other odds and ends. So I promise we'll get to your thoughts this hour when we head to the emails. Also coming up this hour, I'm going to tell you about a crazy hockey mom who decided to act like some of the nutty teachers who have seduced students. And I just don't understand how this happens. I don't get this. Especially when your son is involved with the boys that you're fooling around with. Talk about no morals. That's worse than loose morals, right? So let's start first quickly with this poll. I'm not going to keep you waiting on this. It came out through McClatchy. It was a McClatchy-Marist poll. And what they found in the poll is that Obama actually looks pretty vulnerable in next year's election. Majority of voters believe that he'll lose to any Republican, saying they'll definitely vote against him, and most potential Republican challengers are starting to gain on him. Here's a crazy twist. The biggest gain came from Sarah Palin, the former Alaska governor who's getting skewered in a book, who's saying that she fooled around with a basketball player when she was a sports anchor, among the other things, salacious things that were being floated in the book that just came out about her a week and a half ago. So the former governor has not announced whether she's going to jump into the race at all. She hasn't said. There's no question that Sarah Palin has a huge following. In a strange way, she's very much like Hillary Clinton. Different politics, different people, but both are polarizing. People either really love Sarah Palin or they really can't stand Sarah Palin, like Rick in Illinois, who calls this show quite frequently. He has no use for Palin. But yet the majority of you really, really like Sarah Palin and feel as though she's sincere. But is she going to jump into this race? Everything I heard leading up to this poll was know that she likes the idea of being kingmaker, and she likes the idea of giving speeches and talking about conservative values and all that kind of stuff, and that she wasn't interested in jumping into this again, but that it's just titillating to kind of keep it out there. So check this out. After trailing Obama by more than 20 percentage points in polls all year, this new survey that was taken just a week ago, the end of last week, found that Palin trailed the president only 5 points, 49% to 45%. And the reason that she was boosted, the reason she got that boost, is because she's beating Obama in the independent category. Wow, that's like a huge 180. So he's not getting the middle. And the middle is partially what elected Barack Obama. Youth, the independents. Certainly he had a lot of the female vote, a lot of the black female vote, and whatnot, and the whole idea of change you can count on and all that sort of stuff, and the fact that you had an incumbent president who had done two terms. I mean, we won't go through all the reasons why, but I think that's shocking numbers. I had to read it three times today because I thought, wow, I'm up early. I'm not seeing this right. And then these are polls, but then there was the margin of 49% to 36% voters who say they definitely plan to vote against Obama. Independents by 53% to 28% say they plan to vote against him. Now, why would we have such big turnarounds? It's because people feel screwed. I can't sugarcoat it. They do, because they feel disillusioned with the job situation, the economy, the taxes that they face. And I'm not just talking federally. I'm talking about because states are hit so hard. So they're, it's like a double whammy where they can't barely afford to hang onto their houses in some cases or their jobs. So they're stringing together jobs. I mean, there is massive, massive frustration out there. There is no question about it. By the way, Obama is neck and neck with Romney, leading by 46% to 44%. Obama leads Perry by 50% to 41%. They're split with the independents, 43-43. Obama leads Bachmann, 43% to 40%. So interesting stuff where when we're talking about 2012, the Democrats are a little bit concerned. They're showing their cards that they're a little bit concerned, not certainly not to the public, and that's not the face that's being trotted out there. But from what I know behind the scenes, now there is worry as to whether or not this is going to be a close one down to the wire. And it happens to all hinge, I think, on the economy. This is why the push with the jobs plan and the conversation about the jobs and attacking the Republicans and saying it's their fault, if they're going to be a wall and we can't work together and all that sort of stuff. But how is it going to play out? This is the thing. There's either going to be jobs or there's not going to be jobs. The way it's looking right now, there really is not. There really is nothing changed with the jobs. Because as long as you have those corporations overseas and those traditional jobs the way they are now, I don't think there's going to be a big switch. There's not much time. We'll see. Can you imagine veering away from politics for a moment? Can you imagine if you were camping and you thought you were doing the right thing, you were following the rules, you were being careful about your stuff and having it all covered up and everything else because you're scared to death about the possibility of bears. And now that we've seen in Yellowstone, they've had problems with that. And in a lot of the other state parks, because I think there's a big change in the habitats in what's happening, and they're moving in closer. Take a listen to this chilling 911 call on a bear attack.
We saw a mother grizzly bear and her two cubs.
Okay.
We heard humans screaming just ahead of us.
And you heard people screaming ahead of you?
It sounded like they were trying to scare the bear. I heard a man's voice making loud, like animal noises, but it sounded like he was trying to scare the bear.
Okay.
I heard a woman screaming. It sounded like she was scared.
Ooh. And that was a Yellowstone deal. So what is the proper thing to do when you see a bear? I was thinking about this, and I heard that that's what you do. You either stay still and you just don't move at all. There's no movement. It's kind of like the shark thing. You just don't move, and you hope that he sniffs around you, and that's it, and you're okay. Or you try to go to a high place, but, boy, it better be pretty high, because think of this, bears climb, come on. And the screaming thing, that you just roar back, and they may run away. Oh, I would hate to find myself in that situation of all the possibilities that I could think of. That would not be high on my list of, geez, what do I do in a bear attack? If you have any great suggestions, let's hear them. Because there really have been quite a few. In fact, I'm going to tell you about a couple of those on the flip side. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Her hair is hollow gold. Her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She's got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll keep you. She'll unheath you. All the better just to please you. She's so kosher.
All right, so here's the scoop on grizzly bears in Yellowstone National Park. Once again, they're trying to capture a bear after it attacked a Michigan hiker. It's the second fatal bear attack this summer at the park. They found the body of 59-year-old John Wallace. He was in an area known for its high population of bears. Oh, why do people do that? And so he was camping. He was in a tent in a campground along the Merry Mountain Trail. And two hikers found his body. And it was traumatic injuries from the bear attack. That's what he died from. The autopsy determined that. So now they're trying to find the bear. There's some controversy because in July, a female bear attacked and killed a 57-year-old man. And they say that it was trying to protect its cubs. That's what happened there. And then, of course, there was another mauling that happened as well, and you heard the 911 call, hearing the scream and whatever. So it used to be a rare thing in Yellowstone, the grizzly bears, but now it's routine. They're, you know, tourists are lining up for a glimpse of the bears. And it's crazy because the population was extinct last century. And now they seem to be all over the place. They said there's more than 600 bears in the Yellowstone area. And somebody said to me, okay, so if we infringe on their territory, why should these bears be hunted down and killed? Why should they be killed? Because it's not their fault. Ugh. If you choose to hike where the bears live, then, you know, that's the consequences because you're putting yourself in their spot. Here's the thing. That's what's going to happen. Tough luck for the bear because that's not going to change. The job of the park rangers, of the people that are there, is to accommodate, if you will, successfully the people who come in and partake in all the activities at the park. There is a point, if you know, and it says clearly, don't hike here because we have bears, it is a risky thing to do, no doubt, absolutely. Let's go to Betty in Kentucky here on America Tonight. Hey, Betty.
Hey.
Hey.
This is something I've been thinking about, which might happen as far as the election goes. The candidates that are there now, the Republican candidates and Barack Obama, they're going to fizzle out. And then just at the last minute, the Republican candidate will be Sarah Palin and the Democrat candidate will be Hillary Clinton. And at that point, it'd be hard for me to decide who to vote for. I really do like Sarah Palin, but if she tends to favor the wealthy, then yeah, I wouldn't vote for her. I would vote for Hillary because there's more middle-class people in the United States than there are wealthy people. And so whoever's going to be in office needs to do things that are going to benefit the middle class rather than the wealthy.
Yeah, but do you think that the people who are in office really do a lot of... I mean, if we had to try to guess a percentage, don't you think the percentages favor the wealthy people because they're the bigger donors and they introduce the people to the people that they need to know that help them raise money? I hate to be cynical, but we know that that's the case.
Yeah, that's kind of the way it goes. That's the way our country is right now. That's the way it's been run and will continue to run that way until the middle class finally take a stand. And there's lots of ways that people can do that. I think, you know, people are beginning to get more verbal and, you know, let the government know what we actually want. After World War One and the soldiers marched on Washington because they weren't going to get the bonuses or the pay or whatever that they had been promised.
Sure.
And they started shooting them. They started killing them. Which if the middle class or, you know, the population of the U.S. started protesting now for whatever reason, you know, then it's just as likely that our government would turn on us and start shooting because they might say, well, you're disrupting commerce, you know, you're blocking the streets and whatever reason. So I don't think our government would be any different than the foreign governments that we are acting like, well, they're dictators and this and that. I think if the people took a stand, that it might go to that too. So I don't know.
I hope not.
The country cannot keep running with the wealthy getting a percentage higher every year. Eventually, they'll have the whole pot of gold. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, you know what, Betty, you make a good point. That I say this all the time. It's good to hear from you. Thanks for the call. There is power to the people. I say this. Never, ever forget. We elect the people. These are your representatives. So you do have a stake. You do have skin in the game because it's our government. It's we, the people. And if you are active and you're motivated, you can do something about it. But what happens is too many people are disenfranchised, disillusioned, disgusted, and they don't want anything to do with it. As much as this audience is wonderful, because all of you have opinions, especially you blow out the email. I've never seen anything like it, even when I worked in New York, where you have a huge captive audience there. So people are passionate. But there are many other people who just don't care. They're worried more about the songs on their iPad and getting their 3% raise and hopefully getting a piece of the American dream, which used to be a house, but who knows anymore. So if people, she's right, if people are more vigilant, then you get the right people in. All right, I said we were going to, well, I decided I was going to tell you about this crazy hockey mom. At the top of the show, I said we're going to tell you about this hockey mom having sex with, now the allegation is, at least two members of her son's youth hockey team. Kathy Davis, 44 years old, of Laguna Niguel, that's where she lives, very wealthy area, speaking of wealthy, is accused of that. She was arrested at her house last week on suspicion of unlawful sex, that's what they're calling it, with a minor. Can you imagine? Here's a couple of reactions. One from a guy, Jim Amanillo, who talks about how sickening it is that how does a mother do this? You think of the sleepovers and whatnot. And then a neighbor actually saying what a great person she is. Take a listen. I think the hockey mom put the kibosh on that. We'll have that coming up here, though, on America Tonight. You have to hear it, because you have to hear what the woman says, because I think everybody can relate to this. Take a listen. Listen to what she says.
The mother would have parties for the hockey team at her home when either most of the hockey players would leave. As the house emptied out, there were a couple sleepovers, and those acts occurred at that time. Here we have, you know, mother, actually almost 50 years old, engaged in illegal activity with her son's friends. It's pretty disgusting.
There would be no indication on my part that there was anything irregular going on next door at all. She's a good neighbor. She's a good mother. And I can't imagine that this would be something that she would do.
All right. Can't imagine. I can't imagine that there's so much of a witch hunt that this is all a made-up cockamamie story. And very sad for the kid. I'm sorry. All bets are off when you drag your son into this. So she was released on $25,000 bail. And a lot of neighbors came forward and said, oh, she's friendly, she's nice, she's outgoing. And here's what she did. She threw sleepover parties. And they say some of the acts happened at sleepovers when the family had gone to bed. Oh, that is crazy. And we're talking about kids, you know, we're talking about 14, 15-year-old kids, and she's accused of doing that. So there's, somebody's got something on her, I would have to think. They wouldn't lightly go after her for that. And so here we go again, and you think that gives new meaning to hockey moms. And that whole carpooling thing and sleeping over, ooh. Sad for the kid, because, I mean, all of his friends have to know at this point. Come on, he's going to have to go to another school, I would assume. That's rough stuff. Stay with us, odds and ends on the flip side.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Nail the Score. That comes up on Friday morning in our third hour. Who knows what the game of the week will be? Boy, there's a slew of good ones on the board, but there's so many injuries. It's like a MASH unit. It's ridiculous. How many quarterbacks are down and out? At least three. Three major ones are down and out, including, of course, Peyton Manning, who there's all these rumors about secret neck surgery in Europe and everything else. And you have Terry Bradshaw saying he should step away from the game. If he's really, really injured, he should be honest. You have Tony Romo, who's hurt with cracked ribs and a punctured lung. You have Michael Vick with a concussion. And then you have some interesting games on the board, New England and Buffalo. I don't know what the game of the week's going to be. The supercomputer picks it. Could be New England and Buffalo. Could be Detroit and Minnesota. Minnesota gets 3.5 points in that game. Or perhaps it's Baltimore and St. Louis. St. Louis getting 4.5 points in that one. And the Monday night game is Washington and Dallas, which isn't as interesting, I think, if Tony Romo's not there, although it's in Dallas.
I'll say this about the Detroit-Minnesota game.
Mm-hmm.
If you have Detroit, any Matt Stafford or Nate Burleson or Calvin Johnson, they're going to be throwing all over the Vikings. Our secondary is awful.
I know.
Completely awful.
I know. I don't see how you pick the Vikings. I didn't pick the Vikings in that game, just so everybody knows. As if you care, the expert that I am on picking, which is, it's like I say, you can analyze whatever you want to analyze in football or any other thing, any other sport. So nail the score, you just pick a game and, you know, you just pick a side and tell us what you think the final score is going to be. You don't have to analyze it to death because a lot of that you can throw out the window, especially this year. And this is week three in the NFL that we're coming up on. One crazy note I'll tell you about. Kansas City is playing San Diego. They got shellacked last week, right? Kansas City is getting 14.5 points. That's a tough game. 14.5 points. Are you kidding me? Over two touchdowns? I'd be afraid even to touch that game. And I'm giving away a copy of Level the Playing Field to the first person who can answer my tough, tough trivia question. And that's... I did a lot of research on it. I'm serious. I did. I think nobody's going to get it, and I will be so impressed if somebody does. So you win a free book. I mean, that's huge. The publishers are all over me about the whole free book thing, and I'm telling you, it's only $10, so go on Amazon and buy it, but somebody will get a free book. So if you don't win the free book, go and get it on Amazon. It's really fun read. Balls, Brats, and Other BS. All right, he never, ever is full of BS, but he's always a lot of fun when he calls us. Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Well, actually, I am full of BS, but we won't go into that.
What's on your mind?
Okay, first of all, my Alouettes are in second place in the Eastern Conference in the Canadian Football League. And remember last year I told you, past couple of years, football season, I've been telling you about a girl named Elizabeth?
Yes, the referee.
Yeah, okay. She finally, because of circumstances, she ended up doing her first varsity game last weekend.
Yeah.
And, from what I heard, because, I wasn't doing the game because I'm not up to that level, I bumped into one of the officials the next day, and they said, she did great. They said, where has she been all our lives? I said, you tell me.
Yeah, they didn't want to give her a chance.
No, not necessarily that. It was because she was, she was a university student, and, you know what it's like with university.
Oh, yeah.
Right, and they're thinking with the right tutelage and with the right instructions, they could see her doing university football in the next, 3 or 4 years.
Boy, that's a huge story.
Oh, big time. And then the next morning, I'm doing a kids game. I admit, I blew a call. We're not perfect. Of course, there's some officials who think they are. And we're walking out for the second half, and there's some parent who's purposely talking on her cell phone saying, the referees did this, the referees did that. So at the end of the game, she's saying, don't give up your day job. I said, here. I wrote down my assigner's phone number, and I said, you call him. Tell him you want to referee football.
Oh, good for you.
And guess who the assigner is?
Who?
Me.
That's perfect.
Oh, you know it. Anyway, by the way, I spoke to our favorite rabbinical person. They think that if the Palestinians are given, with all due respect to people I know, if the Palestinians are given statehood, it'll turn the Middle East upside down, inside and out, backwards and forwards. It'll set back Middle East peace process. Like he said, when Moses was in diapers. That's how far,
Wow, really?
That's what he's thinking.
Well, you know, of course, what's going on, the UN and all that sort of stuff.
Right.
And it was, last Friday, the Palestinian Authority was talking about they're asking the United Nations to recognize statehood along those 67 borders.
Right.
And this is definitely clearly controversial, and it's this latest chapter in the crazy Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and I blame this on the ridiculously stalemated, stagnated peace negotiations that have been dragging on for decades,
And I read the New York Daily News, great sports section. One of the letters to the editor said, you know, if Ahmadinejad ever comes to New York again, since he spoke at Columbia, as a person said, since Columbia is so gung-ho about him, why doesn't he stay in a Columbia dorm instead of a New York City hotel?
Yeah, let him stay there. I agree.
We'll talk about hockey as the regular season comes, because that's going to be starting in the next couple of weeks. So, we'll talk about that another time.
Absolutely. That sounds good, Slam and Sam. Thanks for the call.
Take care.
All right, speaking of sports, here's an interesting thing about sports. You know, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is about territory. Sports is about territory in a lot of ways. And how about in college football, the craziness of these conferences and teams jumping conferences and upsetting the balance? The Pac-12 is squarely in the middle of a controversy, and it looked like there were a couple of schools that were jumping to the Pac-12. And in the end, late on Tuesday, the big announcement was that the Pac-12 has 12 teams, and they're just going to stay where they are. So that means the Big 12 might survive another round of crazy conference realignments in college football. Mack Brown, the coach of the Texas Longhorns, the whole fact of all that's going on is not lost on him.
I think we're seeing traditional games not being played as much as they were at some point. I'm afraid that some of the younger guys growing up won't have that same feeling about some of the passion that we have right now if we continue to change leagues and continue to change rivals.
And he's right about that, because that's one of the great things about college football. In fact, in my book, that's what I wrote about. I talked about championship games and rivalries and face painters. And face painters, to me, the definition is the diehard fans, the Roll Tide fans in Alabama, the Penn State fans at Happy Valley, the Michigan fans. I mean, I could go on and on and on. And the pride. And there's a big, of course, it's always a big thing when you play the rivals. Imagine if Michigan and Ohio State didn't play each other. That's big. And in the Big 12, of course, there are plenty of rivalries. You've got you had Texas, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, and Texas Tech that were actually considering a potential move from the Big 12 to the Pac-12, but it didn't happen. And that's probably a good thing, because A&M, of course, is going to be lost. And with A&M out, that's one you're pulling out of there. And it's craziness. It's like alphabet soup, and you won't have those rivalries that continue through the decades. And I think one of the big problems that happened there, see the relationship just like politics, territory, and money? So one of the things that happened is this past April, Texas got a $1 billion television deal, $1 billion. Television deal with that network. And the problem was, I think that creates massive jealousy. So, you know, the Aggies, for example, say Texas A&M, we're not getting any love. Well, you know, why do we want to stay here? Because you're getting all the money. Why do we care? We don't want to be in the middle of this. We need to go someplace else where we're respected. So when Texas A&M's move, which is going to happen, is finally official, then the SEC, that's where they're going, will be up to 13 schools. And there's all kinds of, you know, speculation about teams that are moving. West Virginia and Missouri, both, there's speculation that both could be candidates to move to. And that the SEC and Missouri had a tentative deal. The SEC then ended up shooting it down. It's crazy. Wilder than rumors on the Hill, I'm telling you. All right, we're checking his emails next.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the Greatest Depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best durable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to HideYourGuns.com.
That's HideYourGuns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
HideYourGuns.com right now.
Right now.
But don't you head for the exits. You don't want to miss anything because we're going to go to the mailbag, and there were a lot of great things that you brought up in the mailbag, and we're going to do that, including the mass satellite and where I think it's going to fall. I know that I am like Nostradamus, and I'm going to look into my crystal ball and tell you where I think Eurus is going to plop in the end. 7 tons, that research deal, the satellite, the dead satellite, coming back, returning to Earth, where I think it's going to fall. I'm going to take a guess. It's kind of like my football pools. Just take a guess. I actually have a map out, and I'm just going to point to some place in the map, and that's where it's going to land. Let's go to Jay in Kentucky. Hey, Jay.
How you doing?
Good. Hey, how are you?
Hey, did you happen to catch any of Obama's speech where he was talking about the private jets? He was going to put $100 per flight tax on the private jets.
Yes.
And he said it was going to raise $1 billion. And
yes.
I got to thinking about that. That'd be 1 million flights per year. If you divide that, 10 million flights per year. And if you divide that by 365, that'd be 27,397 flights a day on private jets. I just don't see that happening.
I don't either. 27,000, no way.
Yeah, that's per day. And I think he's exaggerating everything he says. This is basically a campaign trail, because if he was serious about creating jobs, he would lift all these stupid restrictions he's put on small businesses. And I'm an owner-operator truck driver. That first stimulus package was for roads, bridges, and highways. Well, just so the public knows, every truck on the road pays between $15,000 and $25,000 in fuel tax, highway funds, highway use tax, and our license plates. Our license plates are about $2,500 a year. There's a $550 a year highway use tax. And my fuel bill runs right around $90,000 a year just to drive this one truck. And that all is supposed to go to the roads, bridges, and highways. Well, if this first stimulus package where they bailed out all the banks and the car companies, and they said all that money got paid back to the taxpayers, well, where'd all that first stimulus money go if it's all been paid back?
Yeah, they don't know, because they didn't account for it. They didn't earmark it for anything, and then it's just like, okay, well, it came in. I agree with you. I don't believe it. I think everything's exaggerated.
I think it's all just one big scam. If he was serious, he'd let the moratoriums on the drilling.
Yep.
He'd let the U.S. Like right now, they're getting ready to set up a drilling rig in December, out off the coast of Florida, and it's a joint venture between Cuba and Mexico.
Yeah.
And it's in the same waters, you know, within miles we could be setting up this in the same operation, but for U.S. drilling. It just doesn't make any sense to me. The government wants control of the people. The more the people are dependent on the government, the more they look to the government, all these czars. I mean, that's just ridiculous. How many people does Michelle Obama have working for her? 53? How many did Bush have working for her? 3? You know what I mean? Stuff like that. I mean, it's mind-boggling how this government works. And it's supposed to be a free society, but I just don't see it that way. They talk about the rich paying their fair share. Well, if you had a pie with 10 people standing around and all of them wanted a fair share of the pie, you'd cut it into 10 equal slices, wouldn't you?
Right.
So the rich and poor should pay their fair share as well.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right.
But
no, I'm glad you've been.
I wrote on you, but man, there's just so much bureaucracy.
I agree with you.
Trying to open a small business. I opened up a cabin rental company down in Sevierville, Tennessee, and just the costs alone just to open that up, we've already invested $10,000 in it, and we're not even all the way up and running yet. And it's just everybody's got their hand out from the local level to the federal level. And they say create small business. Well, cut back on your restrictions, people. You want small business to grow, let it grow. I enjoy your show, Kate. I'm sorry to vent on you, like I said. And I listen to you every night going through Lexington on my way to Buffalo, West Virginia. You have a great night.
Jay, you're a great caller. Thanks for the call. And we were happy to let you vent. I say that all the time. If you want to vent, here's the number to call. And it's free. And you had a chance to do that. And actually, you gave us some pretty good numbers. I like the way you broke down the 27,397 a day for the flights, because I certainly hadn't done that, and that's an interesting way to look at it. And it does prove the point that these are just Plato numbers that are being thrown out. So thinking that, well, nobody's really paying attention. It's like the thing when you look in your rearview mirror and you see the little thing on the bottom that says objects appear larger in the mirror, right, as they get closer. So things that we see when we're looking at numbers and stuff that's thrown out, as you start to pare it down, that's exactly what happens, what Jay just said. And you're right on the regulation. As I have been in small business, and I have friends in small businesses, and they say the same exact thing, that you get nickeled and dimed to death. They're sucking every cent out of you, so forget it for hiring. And here's what's happened. There's even a big network that does this. What's happened is, of course, how can you have, quotes, regular employees? when you look at health care costs and everything else, so you have a lot of contracted people. Everyone's contracted. I mean, Jay's right. If you're waiting for handouts or if you're waiting to rely on the government, be careful what you wish for, because you don't want to rely on the government, as we see what's happened. And I say it all the time, they need to do an audit. If they did an audit, how shocking would it be to see how much doubling, tripling up there is of jobs in the government? And his example is a good one. How many people does it take to prop up a first lady, this current one? I mean, how many people do you have on staff? The assistant writer to the writer, and that's the truth. How many czars do you need? There is definitely a lot of waste, and a lot of it comes in the form of jobs, and we've absolutely addressed that before. So feel free to vent. I completely feel you, Jay. I know. We appreciate the call. All right, other people wanted to vent too, so quickly let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. We go to this one first, and it comes to us from Hank, listening to us in Austin, Texas. Thank you very much, Hank. Hank says, Solyndra is nonsense, Kate. I don't understand. Now comes the word I heard you say earlier, that the head of the company, the former head of the company, and the chief financial officer are already saying they're going to plead the fifth. Ridiculous. Who cares? It's just a dog and pony show. So they get in front of Congress. Congress looks good because a few of them will rip them. They don't say anything, and then they walk away, and nobody cares. Ultimately, nobody has to answer for the $500 million-plus that was spent on a company that was going belly up. How does that happen? As you say, it wasn't vetted out. Give me a break. This is one of the most corrupt organizations that we've seen in the White House. We know other people pull other tricks and shenanigans, but for some reason they continue to get away with it. I feel you. I understand, especially in bringing the Solyndra thing up. It is ridiculous, and it's just going to be a show, absolutely. And then that's it. It'll go away. So there'll be this investigation, and nothing will ever come of it. Nothing will come of it. All right, here's another one. This comes to us from Jane in Iowa, who says, Kate, did you see the story about the gunmen dumping the bodies on that street in Mexico? Who wants to go to Mexico anywhere, even the tourist places? I would be hard-pressed to take a vacation there. Besides Montezuma's revenge, it looks like the cartel are just a bunch of thugs running that country. As you say, that president is useless. Well, the gunman that you're referring to, I saw that story. People were driving around a shopping mall, and they just watched in horror. This happened in Mexico City. They had masks on. They blocked traffic on a busy street, and they dumped the bodies out. Just dumped them out on the street. Can you imagine? This is probably the work of the Zeta drug cartels, because they've been in this war for control in one of the states, Veracruz State, over the last year, and that's what it looks like. I think police think that's what it was. Drug dealing, kidnapping, extortion, you name it. I agree. Mexico, anyone? No, thank you.